Hello and welcome everybody. My name is Sonia Sophie and I am here with three beautiful women, Tina Thornton, Sabine Isayan and Christina Sergun Powers. And today we are bringing you the first ever edition of our new podcast that is going to be coming out every Friday. And we are so glad that you are listening to it. And we're going to tell you right now who we are and what this podcast is all about. So stay tuned. And I am starting with the introduction of my wonderful friend Tina. Tina Thornton is a holistic health coach certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, AADP, and through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. For over 15 years, her programs, which emphasize whole food nutrition, have helped men and women of all ages achieve healing and well-being. Side effects include improved energy and fitness, weight loss, reduction of food cravings, reversal of digestive issues, allergies and arthritis, reversal of liver, kidney and heart disease, reversal of cancer and or other disease. The body is self-organized toward wellness. And this is the miracle. That's my friend Tina. Please help me welcome Tina.
Yay, Tina!
Wow!
Great to have you here.
Thank you. And I get to introduce Sabine. You may know her online as Health Coach Sabine. Sabine is an integrative nutrition coach trained in over 100 different dietary theories. She transforms our relationship to food through fun and play. Sabine brings us back into the kitchen with simple and delightful creations that bring the body back to balance. Hello, Sabine. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here with you all. And now I'm going to introduce you to Christina Sergun Powers. So Christina Sergun has been teaching yoga for 12 years. She was trained and certified as a Kundalini yoga teacher with the Kundalini Research Institute at Golden Bridge Yoga. She also received training with Yoga Ed through the Los Angeles Unified School District program to bring yoga and meditation tools and techniques to teachers in a school setting. Christina Sergun currently teaches Kundalini adult classes in her studio called Yoga for Balance, in Altadena, and at Sunrise Yoga in Glendale. Christina Sergun leads her students to a practice that reinforces them to their deepest connection to the earth and opens them up to the fullness of the truth of who they are. Hi, Christina Sergun.
Hi. Thank you. I am so honored to be here with my very favorite people and colleagues, practitioners. And I am going to be introducing Sonia Sophie. Coach Sonia Sophie specializes in helping women ages 35 to 45 create abundant happiness, health, and well-being in their lives. Sonia Sophie is a holistic health and life coach and certified personal trainer, showing women just how to use the powers of the mind, the body, and the soul to create a life by design, the one you've always imagined. To learn more about Sonia Sophie, check out www.soniasophie.com.
Woo! Thank you. Okay, and we also want to hear from you. So when you get a chance after the podcast, we would love to know who you are and definitely want to know if what we are bringing here to you in the podcast is relevant to you. And that's why we're going to go right into, you know, what is the purpose of this podcast. And the purpose is to help you enrich your life. Maybe through some of the things that we have been dealing with ourselves, or maybe something that we're saying, something that our clients have taught us, something that we have taught each other. And that's what we're going to bring to you. But first, before we start, I would like to help you and help my friends and help myself come here and be present. It's a beautiful meditation. This is something you can do anytime you feel totally rattled, and maybe there was something happened that you didn't anticipate, and now you have to act, and this helps bring you back into the here and now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our hands and we're going to rub the palms and rub them together a little bit faster, and now stop and press slightly with the thumbs right there where your solar plexus is. And we're going to take 3 deep breaths. And the beauty of this is that we will take 1 breath and we're going to inhale all those worries from the past, and we're going to bundle them up, and on the exhale, we will release them. Then we're going to inhale again, and we're going to bundle up all these worries that we have about the future and what's happening next. And on the exhale, we're going to release them. And on the third inhale, we're going to remember that the only time and place we can ever affect change is here and now. And so on the third inhale, we're going to remember that. And when we exhale, we're going to come to the room and we're going to exhale with a smile. Okay, so let's go. We're going to inhale, deep breath in. All those worries about the past, everything that happened doesn't matter anymore. It's gone. Exhale, let it go. Second time, inhale deeply. All those worries you have about the future, who knows if that stuff is ever going to happen. So we're just going to let it go. Exhale all the way. And the third and most favorite of mine, inhale, remembering that the only time and place you can ever do anything effectively is here and now. And we're going to exhale with a smile. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And don't you feel better already? I do.
I do.
Awesome.
All of that, everything in my head, poof.
Yes.
I had a little headache in my head earlier today.
Ooh.
Just thinking about stuff from the past.
Oh, there we go. Exactly. So if we're stuck in the past, we can't go anywhere because we're stuck, literally. So I think that's a good something good to
Fantastic.
Talk about, right?
Fantastic.
What is there anyone here who has a some particular insight on that, being stuck in the past or how to get out of being stuck in the past?
Well, one of the things I'm noticing with clients and with interactions right now is, it's an issue for people to create. It could be they're transitioning from their work, they're stepping into a totally different career, or they want to even have a different relationship with their children or their loved ones. Everything that we generally get into patterns where we simply repeat and we bounce off things that we've experienced in the past. So it puts us, already we're starting up with resistance, and it's just, I'm practicing this as well, and just creating a future that actually pulls us. So we're not actually being pushed from the past. Mm-hmm. We're creating a future and getting so clear in the future that we create that it's pulling us into a much more true expression, and it certainly pulls us into the here and the now.
Great. That reminds me of something a friend and also healer once said to me, and that was, don't run away from things, run toward things. Mm-hmm. Right? So if we're running away from something, we're stuck in the past because we're carrying that with us, like we're running away from it.
And that's what we're concerned, it's constantly chasing, and we're trying to run away from it.
Yes.
So it's always on our conscious mind.
Yes, and it's like a dog, right? It's like when you see a dog come running at you that you don't know, you shouldn't start running because then it will chase you. So that's what we're doing with our past, right? Our past is coming at us, and instead of embracing it, maybe petting it, saying, oh, you know, you're such a nice past.
Yeah.
It's good that you're over with. But we turn around and we run away from it. And so it starts chasing us. And then, you know, when you're chased, how do you feel? Like anxious?
Like you can't move fast enough.
Can't make clear choices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can't feel inspired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, there's this amazing exercise that I just remembered that you said. So I took this course of really looking and embracing the past. So what we needed to do is we actually had to write our story that was causing us stress from the past.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote 2-3 pages of it. And you had to read that over and over again to different people in the class.
Wow.
Until it disappeared. Yes. Now, for some people, it becomes this story where it's no longer you're just not reading the story.
Automatic. Like a pattern.
And so for some people, it took them like one or two times they read and it just disappeared. For some people, they were in that room for hours before they could let go. But once you let go, you let go of your past. But again, like really embracing it and not identifying yourself with it as if like that's you all the time, you know, whatever that's going on. So
brilliant.
Anyway.
That's a great example there. And at the same time, it shows those people had to deal with the story until they were finished, until they dropped it.
Yeah.
And what has recently been found out is that we have such an inherent ability to heal ourselves, also to overcome drama, traumatic experiences. And they found out that people who had been seeing or had been in groups where they continued to bring the story up after a few years, sometimes these people were actually off worse than the people who didn't have such a group. So what's important is to deal with things in the correct way. So bringing something up again and again, but never fully letting go of it in the moment, like your people did in the room, like they had to stay with it until it disappeared.
Right.
But gathering together, you know, once a week and bringing up the bad thing that happened without creating that closure or without saying, we're done with it now. Mm-hmm. But you could be meeting for 10, 20, 30 years and never get over that issue while someone else is moving on. And so in this article, they said that we really have this resilience as human beings, we have this resilience to survive anything, and we all know people who have survived things where we say, oh my goodness, how did you move through that? Mm-hmm. How did you get better? And of course, as coaches, that's also what we do. We help people move through that and then let it go, transform it, but not run away from it.
So, yeah, here's the thing I'm thinking that happened in that room also. When you read your story over and over and it starts disappearing, you also build a muscle to let things go faster and faster.
Ah.
Right? So in the future, you're not going to need to sit in a room for 3-4 hours, again, to let go of something that happened in the past. Now you know that it's a pure choice. You just now choose to drop it in this instant.
Beautiful.
Right?
Well, and I'm also thinking of something else, too, that could be happening, and just relating it to what we do in yoga. You don't necessarily have to identify what it is you're letting go because it's already a pattern in your brain.
Mm.
And even though there's a particular past that may be present and you're running from it and you're very conscious of that, there's other pasts that are operating as patterns and you're not conscious of them until the pressure is on and suddenly boom, your autonomic nervous system just goes right into repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And the button gets clicked, you know, from this incredible brain. So that when they're speaking, there's a part of the brain that's accessed, the language part. And so it's accessing something that is maybe overriding, even though it's you know, they're letting go. There's something, some mechanism, and I'm not a neurobiologist, but, you know, studied a little bit, but something that's allowing it to let go and disappear, you know, what you say, erase, so to speak.
Yeah.
And opening up a space for new patterning, you know, like we do in the breath work. And I say, this is when, you know, the brain is now ready to be repatterned.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that, you know, through the breath work, through the meditations, you know, similar to what we just did, a breath and we did a, you know, a meditation, your brain suddenly opens that space to be repatterned something.
Yes.
And then you can bring in the new pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you don't open the space, you don't even have to know what it is. If you don't open the space, you can't let it go. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, your brain has got everything held in there.
Perfect. Right. So that's the perfect time to now say, okay, so what is this future that can pull us, and how do we create that, and how do we let that future pull us, right? So that is something that as coaches we do as well, whether it's health coaching or life coaching. If you have a new set of skills on how to make beautiful, healthy food for yourself and your family in the kitchen, now you have that skill, and now you can envision what that's going to look like 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years from now when you're doing that, right? And now you can look forward to that and you can say, oh gosh, I can't wait. The next time I'm going to the farmer's market, I'm going to be picking out the best, freshest fruits and vegetables, and I'm going to take these recipes that I got from my coach, from Sabine, and I'm going to go home and I'm feeling energized and empowered and I'm doing all these things, instead of saying that, oh, all the things I didn't do before, whatever. No, keep that picture in mind of what it is that you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Wayne Dyer, he said that you can't, I'm not going to say quite as eloquently as he does, but when you're on a ship and you're looking back, you know, out the back end of the ship, you see all these waves, right?
Right.
And you're seeing all these waves and all this turmoil, all that's going on. And does it tell you anything about where the ship is going?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't. So whatever happened back there, really any second, it doesn't matter. It's gone. And it doesn't tell us anything about where we're going. The only thing or the only one that can tell us where we're going is inside ourselves, mm-hmm. coming from the decisions that we are making. So creating a picture of the future that we want and focusing on, wow, this is going to happen, and make sure that's a future that you want, and then letting that pull you.
So it will happen. What you imagine will happen.
So absolutely.
Be very clear about it.
Be very clear about it. So Tina, under pulling.
And one of the things you had mentioned too, you know, in what you were talking about, Christina, talking about language, talking about what we're saying, and it also came up with what you were saying, Sonia Sophie. And that's a simple practice that I'm having my people work on, is just being conscious of the language. Mm-hmm. Once we can be conscious of what we're speaking, mm-hmm. if we're saying, I can't do this, or I should have done this, once we start to unhook ourselves from the language, that gives us absolute freedom to even get to the place where we can create a future that pulls us. If we can even just right now get conscious of the language, where we're stopping ourselves, getting conscious of how many times we say try. As Yoda said, we'll try, only do. And then we realize that trying is a state of stuck. Mm-hmm. It's not getting us anywhere. So we get conscious of, okay, how many times we say try, or how many times we didn't do something quite like what we wanted to with our children. We don't say, oh, I should have done this, or I should. We let it go. There's no power in it for our children.
Words are powerful.
Words are keen and powerful and transform.
And we let it go, and we set the intention that the next time the situation comes up, we will do something different. So again, we're letting the future pull us. So now I can't wait for my child to come home the next time and do that same thing that I didn't handle correctly, or the way I thought I, whatever, right? So the next time my child comes and does that, now here's my opportunity to do it better, do it the way that I want it to. And that, looking forward to that, okay, next time I'm going to be, you know, and that's going to pull you, and that's going to make you put you in the spot where you actually will be able to do that, right? Is
exactly.
That's what it is? Okay.
Exactly.
So as you're sharing all these things, it's fantastic, because recently I've been, you know, I was stuck. You know, yeah, and so to pull all everything that we said is, okay, when you're stuck, what is the first thing, or what are the few things you can do to unstuck yourself? Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you from our discussion here is, number one, watch your words. Now, even the ones that are in your head.
Yes.
So that would be first thing. And then the other would be really do the breathing and meditation and bring yourself to the present, right?
That's
it. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, you know, someone can, like, they're completely stuck, what else can they do?
Well, yeah, those two things I would say are the first. We'll start with that, and that will make a tremendous difference in your life. Exactly. Just do a little meditation and start watching what you say and how you say it,
and breathe consciously with it.
Mm. And no beating yourself up. No beating yourself up.
Leave the past in the past.
Let the future pull you. Let the future that you create in your mind, a beautiful future that you create in your mind, let that pull you. Don't let that dog chase you from the back. So So with that, we're almost out of time, and we wanted to just thank you for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed this discussion. We hope you there was something in there for you that made you go, ah, right? And if it was, send us an email, you know, let us know somehow. And you can connect with, for instance, our meetup. If you are somewhere local, Altadena, Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank, you know, anywhere in between. Connect with us through our meetup, and it's called Empowered Living Through Being, Healing, and Healthy Eating. And all you have to do on meetup, you just put Empowered Living, you know, in the area of Pasadena, and our meetup will show up for you. You can join us, and that will keep you updated on all the events that we're doing. Now, we're going to highlight two events right now. We're doing a lot of free events in the meetup, but today we're going to introduce you to two events that are happening. Well, actually, it's a free event. The first one, it's happening on the 31st of January. And in this event, I will be teaching about the 9 environments and how these environments influence you if you let them, and how to take charge of them, hence help you, enable you to build that better future that you're envisioning and actually be in charge of it. And that's happening on the 31st of January from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Yoga for Balance studio. So that's that. And the next one, Christina Sargun.
Yes, and I just want to say the address for that Yoga for Balance is 3034 Raymond Avenue, Altadena, California. Just connect with us on Meetup and let us know. Also, the second workshop we're highlighting is February 8th. That's a Sunday. It's from 12 to 3:30 p.m. And that is with holistic health coach Tina Thornton and integrative
nutrition
coach Sabini Sion and myself, Christina Sargun Powers. So we integrate health and healing with a workshop class with Tina. Sabine will teach you wonderful, amazing recipes that really bring nurture and heal the body. It's amazing. And then I will take us through a Kundalini yoga class that will inspire your body into its best immunity. And that is, again, February 8th, 12 to 3:30 p.m.
Loving yourself.
Loving yourself.
Loving yourself.
Thank you. Loving yourself first before anybody else. And the price for that before February 5th is $95 for pre-registration. And that is also here at Yoga for Balance. So connect with us. We'd love to see you and meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
that
you.
Was the first one, 2015.
Yay!
And we'll see you next week.
Next week, next Friday.
Next
same
Friday.
Time.
Bye.